Soldier and farmer, politician and author, ambassador and irrepressible train spotter. Tim Fischer is being remembered as one of Australia's most unique and best-loved politicians today. The former Deputy Prime Minister has died of leukaemia at 73. Born in the New South Wales Riverina, the boy from Borey Creek was passionate about country Australia. But during his long political career with the National Party and his subsequent public life, he managed to charm people both in the bush and the city. Former National Party leader John Anderson joins me in a moment. But first, Samantha Donovan reports on Tim Fischer's life and today's tributes.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says Tim Fischer's finest moment was his campaign to change Australia's gun laws in the wake of the 96 Port Arthur massacre. He toured the country trying to convince hostile Nationals voters change was needed.
It is about taking out of the suburbs of Australia the semi-automatics and automatics that should not be in the suburbs of Australia in the first place. Hippie can walk tall and the fringe elements can go to Mars.
It was an issue he remained passionate about to the end. Mr. Fischer spoke to PM after the Christchurch massacre in March and warned New Zealand to resist pressure from America's NRA.
I want to make the point the National Rifle Association of the USA has a global beat, and they intervened and made representations at the time of the John Howard law reform. They will do so again in New Zealand, I predict, and put a viewpoint, and they are to be resisted at every stage.
After serving as a New South Wales state MP, Tim Fischer was elected to the federal seat of Farrer in 1984. In something of a surprise victory, he was elected the federal Nationals leader in 1990.
As federal leader, I will be carving out an image for the Parliamentary National Party, which in some reform can be taking the party back to the provincial bush.
He led the party for 9 years and was the deputy PM from 96 to 99. The Nationals leader, Michael McCormack, has today remembered Tim Fischer as a mighty human being.
And the nation mourns one of its finest. Tim Fischer, AC. The AC, in my opinion, stands for A champion, A colossus. I love Tim Fischer. I always will. He was a mentor. He was a friend. Tim Fischer loved country people. Country people loved Tim. He loved Australia, and Australians loved Tim. They rallied behind him. They knew that in Tim Fischer they had someone who deeply cared about their interests, which were his interests.
Tim Fischer was conscripted for service in Vietnam and was injured in the 1968 Battle of Firebase Coral.
A patient at the Australian Field Hospital at Wong Tower is Second Lieutenant Tim Fischer. He comes from Borey Creek via Wagga.
Hello, folks. Surprise. This opportunity to wish you a happy Christmas.
Last year, he told Australian Story his Vietnam service contributed to his health problems.
I thank Uncle Sam in Vietnam for 4 cancers. Prostate cancer, bladder cancer, and then a couple of melanomas. I had operations in 1st Battalion Royal Australian Regiment. Agent Orange was widely used. At least one specialist to suggest that my immunity broke down a lot more quickly as a direct consequence.
Mr. Fischer was born in the New South Wales Riverina town of Lockhart. He grew up on the family farm, the Peppers, at nearby Borey Creek. The Lockhart Mayor, Roger Shermer, has paid tribute to him as a unique Australian.
Tim was Tim when he arrived back in Lockhart on visits. He would talk to everybody. Everybody said hello. He would doff the hat as he normally did and usually, you know, sing out greetings at the top of his voice. He mixed very easily with people, regardless of whether it was in his hometown or whether it was in Canberra or, in fact, the Vatican. He just had that personality.
As Trade Minister in the Howard government, Tim Fischer visited 60 or so nations in just a few years and garnered the nickname Two-Minute Tim because of the frenetic pace he kept up both at home and abroad.
And I just suddenly thought, one day I'm going to arrive back in a box on a jumbo. It was grinding away and gnawing at me.
He decided to retire from Parliament in 2001.
I've had personal and particular cause to change my mind and bring forward a decision, which I now present to the House as a matter of courtesy.
Tim Fischer went on to other roles, including Chairman of Tourism Australia, the National Chairman of the Royal Flying Doctor Service, and Australia's first resident ambassador to the Holy See. Friends speak of his devotion to his wife Judy and sons Harrison and Dominic. The Prime Minister says he's offering Mr. Fischer's family a state funeral to celebrate his life and his extraordinary contribution to Australia.
Samantha Donovan with that report.